what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Monday, September 16th. Top stories for the day. Mark is going to tell us about Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh being back under the gun.
He's under the gun, and he's also out of his shorts or pants, whatever he's wearing.
His hog,
out of his slacks.
His hog runs hot.
Yeah.
Just normal Kavanaugh mode, I guess. And then Pat is going to tell us about rising tensions in Iran.
Yeah, it could be Iran, could be Iraq, could be Yemen, could be definitely Saudi Arabia.
So that whole area.
What do they call it? The Middle East.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so the whole thing, I got that wrong. So there's all the countries are actually upset.
No, you technically got it right, Will. We'll get into it.
Okay, nice. All right, and then Wes, now take us through a news buffet of other headlines. Take it away, Mark.
All right, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is back in the news. And it's because of two of his favorite things to do: drink tons of beer and show off his penis to people that don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Allegedly, right? Is it allegedly?
God.
Allegedly.
It's tough to be married to a guy like that.
Of course it's allegedly. That's right. A fresh new sexual assault accusation has rolled in on the judge. And after watching all eight episodes of Unbelievable on Sunday, I'm having a hard time believing the guy who shouted he loved beer to Congress is completely innocent. Was it "I love beer" or "I like beer"?
It's a great show, by the way.
Both, right?
He definitely loves it.
It was. I think he said, I like beer.
What do they say? It's like eight likes equals a love.
We can play a clip. Yeah, exactly. We can play a clip after this from that.
We know.
We drank beer. She had one beer at the party and had beers with. Out and having some beers with friends or just to meet up and have some beers. I mean, drinking beer, which I gladly do. I like
you
beer.
Have for that.
I like beer. I don't know if you do.
Okay.
Do you like beer, Senator, or not? What do you like to drink?
Next one is...
Senator, what do you like
Judge,
to drink?
Have you...
In any event, we drank beer, and...
Oh, yeah!
But, Kavanaugh also sounds like a Muppet. He's like, I like beer, Judge. I like beer, Senator.
Is that a crime?
Do you like beer, Senator?
I like beer.
What do you drink?
Well, that's a good point. No, that is not a crime. But what
no,
is a crime?
Because we would be in fucking prison.
Taking your hog out.
Right. Yes,
and
no, that
smell
right.
It.
Yeah, I get that. No, I get that. The liking beer part, I'm just saying, not a crime.
Yeah, you can't tell them to smell it.
Yeah.
What a great show, by the way. Unbelievable on Netflix was incredible, and I am awfully glad I am not a human woman. The new accusation against Kavanaugh was made known to the FBI all the way back during Kavanaugh's...
Oh, shit, my wife was just watching that. I was wondering what
it
was.
So good,
holy
bro.
Shit, it's
so
good.
Jump in, really sad. Double Dutch.
But the FBI knew about this accusation that we know about now, but the public didn't know about it until, like, yesterday, Sunday. So, basically, a Yale classmate of Kavanaugh's, Max Steyer, said that he witnessed Kavanaugh expose himself at a party before other students... then pushed Kavanaugh's genitals into the hand of a female student that was at the party, apparently without her consent allegedly. So he dropped trow again, mm-hmm. or it was another like toga party, which they liked to do back then. And then he just, you know, his genitals were out, and they bumped him into like
pushed me into her.
He mobied her.
Yeah. Do you think this is a double prank though? Do you think this is like they pantsed Kavanaugh and then pushed him into the unsuspecting lady?
It's possible that he couldn't have been
the victim.
The plan,
was always the
it
lady.
Was planned.
I think that Kavanaugh's dick was out at so many of these parties that, yes, this it could be 50-50.
Or
sometimes,
planned.
Yeah, exactly. Or
but it was planned by somebody, either him or one of his friends. Yeah. You don't magically have your dick shoved into somebody at a party.
No. It was planned.
I think Kavanaugh like probably pissed on the floor in a few of these parties.
Well, it's a great party trick to know. It's like, because it's like, is Kav coming tonight?
Yeah.
Cool. Are we gonna do the dick thing?
Are we gonna dick tabletop
it's
someone?
It's a parlor trick. It would have been amazing if during the whole Blasey Ford thing that like someone was like, hang on. We just getting some new fresh news. Did you used to pull down your like you just like, blindsided him with that shit?
Yeah.
Of it?
Was this your main move? did you and Tobin used to press your dicks into people's hands on purpose
and squeege?
Yeah.
Squeeger
and squeegee.
We used to just bench press at squeegers. Sometimes I take my dick out.
So that is a good point. You may remember if you weren't in a coma at the time that this happened during his confirmation, he was grilled by a congressional hearing over Christine Blasey Ford's sexual assault accusations, saying that when they were teenagers, Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed, groped her, and tried to remove her clothes while covering her mouth. That's not nearly as okay as kind of whipping your dick out at a party. That's fucked up.
Nearly as okay.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Also not okay. Yeah,
on,
not,
the on the scale of, like, sexual assaults, yeah. that's one assault. Is way worse
that's
than the
bad.
Other.
That's assault, like, brother. Blasey Ford testified at those hearings, and she was convincing to say the least, although, to be fair, so was Kavanaugh in denying her accusations. Then another accusation came out that was public at the time. Former Yale classmate Deborah Ramirez says she recalled being at a dorm party where participants were getting hammered and Kavanaugh thrust his penis in her face after taking it out of his shorts, prompting her to swat it away, and actually she had to touch it to get it out of the way because it was so
the
cool.
First dick whip out.
Stop
accusation.
It, Brett. Stop it.
Oh, my God, it's Brett.
They put, like, his friends put a fly swatter in her hand before it happens.
They're like, look,
you're going to need this.
They're like, yeah, they're like, look at Brett's eyes. He's three beers away from whipping it out.
This guy must have just the best personality ever if he's getting invited back to parties when he's doing this kind of shit.
Yeah, no shit. But the FBI the FBI talked with Deborah Ramirez and said she was credible at the time, but they didn't interview any of the 25 people that Ramirez's lawyer gave to the FBI's list of people that could corroborate that dorm party and the dick thing. So anyways, let's take it to the internet. By the way, Kavanaugh's denied all of these allegations. Let's take it to the internet where Elizabeth Warren said on Twitter, these newest revelations are disturbing, like the man who appointed him, Kavanaugh should be impeached. So it's a ricochet shot to Trump there.
Right.
Just impeach them all. Kamala Harris also took to Twitter to say he was put on the court through a sham process and his place on the court is an insult to the pursuit of truth and justice. Then let's take it to President Trump, who had a little bit of a different take on it. He blasted the media and liberals tweeting, he is an innocent man who, he's talking about Kavanaugh, he is an innocent man who has been treated horribly. Such lies about him. They want to scare him into turning liberal. So
or maybe scare him into not taking his dick out at parties.
Right, to stop assaulting women.
Trump tells me he doesn't do it anymore.
No, I don't think so. These were all high school and college. And right. The college ones, were not him forcing women on beds. It was him just whipping out his hog. He also said Kavanaugh should start suing people for libel or the Justice Department should come to his rescue. I mean, guys, come on. I don't care what side you're on. He obviously, you have to admit that it's very likely at Yale he whipped his dick out.
Yes.
A couple people saying that you whipped your dick out. There's no reason for anyone to say that. Unless, in fact,
you don't make that up.
Big time, where there's smoke, there's fire situation.
Right. Well, at multiple different parties with multiple different people.
And it's he's already in. It's not like this new revelation is going to suddenly get him kicked out.
Well, this is why he should not be in the Supreme Court. He should be like just go for a different office. Like,
yeah, confirmed, though.
I know.
I mean, he's not going to be kicked off.
But, like, Trump saying he should be suing people, like, that's exactly the distraction we don't need in the highest court of the land.
I mean, his job is to make very, very important, hard decisions and to decide to whip your dick out.
Look, is he allowed to, what's it called, relieve himself from duties for conflict of interest when it's sexual assault?
Look, we all...
This sounds like it's a little too close to home.
We all know...
I've never whipped my dick out of the party.
But we all knew the guy.
I don't have a giant dick, like, I think... You know.
Well, that's a good point. So, obviously, I think there's two questions here. The Blasey Ford thing is absolutely assault. Whipping your dick out at a party when people don't want you to... Also, you know,
it's assault.
It is. Yes.
And then having your friends tabletop your dick
that's
into
been
someone.
To, everyone that's assault. Been to, like, a frat party has seen either tits exposed by people that are lifting up their shirts.
You see body parts.
You see body parts
at high school and college parties.
They have orgies at these things now.
A lot of these people probably don't become Supreme Court justices, but this is not that uncommon. You probably shouldn't be shoving them in women's faces or in their hands, but some people just kind of, you know, flash.
I mean, people acting, like, so shocked here about nudity at college parties. I mean, that's, come on.
Well, nudity is different than
give it a rest.
Putting it in someone's face.
Yes.
We all knew that guy at the college party.
She could have caught syphilis.
And look, I'll still have beers with him. I just don't want him running the highest court in the land.
Right.
You know, it's not that he can't run a construction company really well. I'm sure he could. He would crush it.
Do we have time for another joker?
Sure.
Like Wes said, I think he probably has a pretty big wiener. So if he knew he wanted to be a judge at the time, I wonder if they nicknamed it the gavel.
Probably. Maybe so.
Right. He's just advertising himself.
That was insensitive. There's going to be a lot more on this as it develops. Again, I'm on the side of he probably committed some sexual
assault. He's a dick whipper.
Kavanaugh and his gavel.
Let it be known, we all think it's assault, what he did.
Yeah.
Take us to the Middle East, Pat.
All right, so early on Saturday morning, someone launched an attack on the world's largest oil processing plant in Saudi Arabia. Sorry, Venezuela, it could have been you, but for some reason that's just not possible right now.
They just don't want to do it.
Because you can't find your oil for some reason.
We're going
to
do it someday.
One day we're going to get to it once our country's anyway. A number of missile attacks struck 19 targets in Abiquiu or something like that. It was a plant, and then those missile strikes started a series of fires that took out nearly half of the Saudis' oil production, and that's massive. That's 5% of the global daily output. And you can guess who this pissed off. And
me.
If you said the U.S., then you're right. But that's not really the point of this story.
Venezuela is like that guy that like knows he can go buy beer, but he knows you have beers. So he's like, I'm just going to drink his beers.
except for beers is, you know, $300 trillion.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, Houthi rebels in Yemen, they first claimed the attack, but everyone looked at them and they were just like, nah, these guys are way too unsophisticated bitch boy terrorists to be able to pull this off. By the way, what is it like actively taking credit for someone's work in the terrorist world? Like, why is that a thing for terrorists?
Oh, I think you probably just go for it right away.
Dude, have some integrity.
Terrorist attacks are like the meme world. People just rip them off and say they did
big
it.
Big time.
That's my meme. That's my meme.
Should we say it's us? Yeah. But we didn't do it.
Yeah. No, steal the
we
meme.
We should say we did it.
Steal the attack.
Might get us bombed.
It'll make us stronger. Yeah, the Secretary of State and all-around busy guy Mike Pompeo tweeted, quote, Iran has now launched an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. So he's claiming it's Iran. And you got to love when one of the mainstay slogans of a declaration of war speech is thrown out there via a medium designed for people to say the same things or the first things that come to their mind on Twitter, which is very cool. I think,
it was basically personally designed to declare war, Twitter.
Yes, now, yeah. That's really where you want to do it.
On Twitter.
So anyway, pretty much what's going on is the Yemen terrorist organization took credit. That is an organization backed by Iran, but the U.S. officials are saying that that's not possible because these guys don't have the sophistication. And they were looking at the angle of which the missiles struck, and they're saying the attacks most likely came from Iran or Iraq.
It's like North Korea taking credit for it.
I know. Yeah, it was definitely us.
Yeah.
Trump took to Twitter on Sunday evening saying, quote, there's a reason to believe that we know the culprit and locked and loaded, depending on verification, which is a scary thought. He didn't say that. I wish he did. Copied and pasted it verbatim. But he meant to say we are locked and loaded. And then he went on to say that we're waiting to hear from the kingdom of Saudi Arabia as to who they believe was the cause of the attack and under what terms we would proceed.
We're about to suitcase some people?
Yeah.
Or support the suitcase. Maybe it might not mean direct intervention.
We better not be going.
We're supporting Saudi Arabia. I'm saying we're going to go with their method of suitcasing people that fuck with them.
But my point is this: we better not be fucking going to war for oil at this point in our lives right now, right? Especially if it's Saudi, they have more money than us.
But Pat, oil is the future, man. Don't you know?
I do know that. You are right. Well, on that point, Trump followed up with a tweet that said, "Plenty of oil." Nice. Referencing an earlier tweet where he claimed he had authorized the release of oil from a, quote, strategic petroleum reserve if need be. And that was probably in an effort to curb potential panic.
Right, because the immediate thought here is that prices of gas will shoot,
exactly.
shoot up.
Right.
Yeah. In other news, though, I saw a video on Twitter this weekend of a car in Japan that can charge its own battery off of solar panels that's built onto its like exterior.
That's
cool.
Awesome. That's
Does it look cool?
Yeah. You know, it looks terrible, but right now it's only got 35 miles a day you can get on that bad boy.
They're going to make that thing look cool.
How are you supposed to?
But eventually, one day, your car's just going to be a big solar panel that drives itself.
Problem is, Will, is cars are directly associated with the type of sex that you get, and oil, therefore, is a catalyst of good sex for right now. And that
needs
to change.
You need a fancier looking car than the...
Yeah,
you're not going to get laid in that panel car.
No, you're not.
No, anyway, you wouldn't. No.
Anyway, Trump went on to correct the fake news, saying, quote, the fake news is saying that I'm willing to meet with Iran under no conditions. That is an incorrect statement as usual. So he's saying that, no, he will not meet with Iran, and the fake news is saying they are. And Iran's supreme ruler and sultan and probably all around dickhead went on Iranian TV and did not directly address the attacks, but did accuse the Americans of running a, quote, war operation by supporting the UAE and Saudi Arabia, transferring weapons and providing intelligence. So,
I mean,
can you read between the lines here? Iran has not claimed the attack. It could have come from Iran or Iraq. Pompeo came out and straight up said it was Iran. Trump's coming out and saying, we know who the culprit is. We're going to wait for the Saudis to tell us what's up.
Yeah, I don't want to make any assumptions, but I will make fun of all of them and their accents.
Okay, cool. Let's do that. But then let's also make fun of cuck-ass bitch Scott Pressler. So let's take it to the internet. Trump again tweeted plenty of oil. Do you guys remember?
Trouble in Paradise.
We're going after another former guest.
I got to tell you. I got
to
tell you.
Come on a show, and a month later, we're going to crush you.
Well, hold on. Scott can come on and discuss if he wants to. But Trump tweeted plenty of oil, and to that, Scott responded, let's see if I can find it. He said, we finally have a president who puts America first, #plenty of oil. And to that, the internet really didn't wasn't agreeable. Yeah, Dogs Rule tweeted the "What an idiot" meme from Wedding Crashers with a guy that died from a hang gliding accident. Jason or Al Palmator tweeted "Sweet ponytail," and then John Olson, the yada yada yada, tweeted "Hi Scott, would you say you're more delusional or more stupid?" Anyway, people didn't really like.
What was the plenty? So, what's the exact meaning of plenty of oil?
So, Trump was essentially he tweeted that he was going to release some strategic oil reserves, and then like 4 hours later, just out of nowhere, tweeted plenty of oil.
Yeah, because we got a shitload.
Yeah,
right. He's trying to say, don't worry about the gas prices.
I'm mostly just bummed out,
which will probably still go up.
Scott did not tweet his appearance on the show, and I also DM'd him and said, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, any future guest, if you don't retweet the show, you're going to get fucking blasted.
Well, he's not coming back on. I think after that.
Straight up, fuck Scott Pressler for not retweeting and not retweeting only.
Yeah.
All right, Wes, take us over to the news buffet.
All right. Going on Pat's point of the kind of car you drive and kind of the women you get, how much do you guys love electric bikes?
I don't know. You set it up to, I'm going to say not a lot.
Never
really. I do like electric scooters. Are they similar?
Very similar. They're all over Austin. They're just bigger, Will, basically, along with those beloved electric scooters we talk about a lot. They're big and bright, and people of all shapes and sizes can enjoy them. And now, thanks to a new bill signed by California Governor Gavin Newsom, a bill that will add to the Clean Cars for All program, people will, with old, mean gas cars laying around, not only can turn them in for a subsidy to buy a new and nice electric or hybrid vehicle, they can also turn them in for a shiny new electric bike or vouchers for an electric bike sharing program.
Oh, there you go. Turn in your car for a sharing electric bike program.
Vouchers.
Give me something.
Yeah,
but you can't actually get the whole bike. You only get part of it for your car?
It's a timeshare, Will.
Well, yeah, it's a timeshare.
Depends on the car. Depends on the car. So just imagine the kind of, you know, women and tail you're going
to
get with that.
What do you mean sharing an electric bike? Is this like a bike made for three? You have to like ride with three other people on the same fucking bike?
It's like one of those scooter things you can get like vouchers to go and like ride.
Oh,
them
you
time.
Just get like your account time. Funded.
Yeah, you get time.
You get time on the bike.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking nice.
That's going to create so many divorces. Yeah. Some guy coming home and be like, honey,
I got 28 hours.
Yeah, I traded in the car.
Exactly.
I got 300
that's a whole
minutes
year
on the bike.
Commute.
Yeah. Get the fuck out, Harold.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how California's going to stay above sea level with all those wet women walking around just oozing and all those guys on electric bikes. Yeah. It's going to be something else. There are also talks of allowing some of these bikes to go as fast as 45 miles an hour. So basically like a moped and have designated.
Yeah, that's most roads.
Yeah,
that's pretty badass, actually.
You can go like on most roads.
But they're going to have
45 miles an hour.
They're going to have designated fast bike lanes, which would require a license, but would be much easier to obtain than a motorcycle license. And that's just what we need is a bunch of hipsters riding around town at 45 miles an hour thinking they constantly have the fucking right of way.
What does that mean, much easier? It takes 2 days to get a motorcycle license. Yeah. It's a weekend.
You can get it on a scooter, too.
Yeah, I literally bribed someone to get mine.
But can you?
Yeah, they freaked the fuck out. They freaked out hard. Yeah, I got it, 100%.
Can you imagine a 45 mile an hour bike crash, though? You're probably dead.
Oh, it's like being on a fucking like scooter.
Definitely need a helmet on.
The scooters go like 18 miles an hour.
No, I'm talking about like one of those gas scooters.
Right.
People
riding
around it. So I'll take my greenhouse gases over that scenario any day. You can bet on that. You know what else? You know what else you can bet on, guys? Politics. Nice. That's right. It's time to fulfill our duties to our sponsor that pays us so we can all hopefully quit our jobs and bring you more content. And hey, if you like the show, have not bought a t-shirt yet, and bitch about these ads, thanks. We appreciate the support. But why don't
Thanks, Scott Pressler.
Yeah. So why don't we do you a favor instead and give you $23 by going to predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20, predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20, and throw down some bets. Listen, we all know that politics might not be everyone's jam, but if it isn't, chances are gambling is. And let me tell you, when the next debates come out, we will have a blast betting on some of the new markets we bring to the table. They are basically prop bets, and like that huge Sharpie bet I lost. But I'll tell you what, I had a lot of fun doing it.
We were rubbing the Sharpies. We had Sharpies out.
You were taking pictures of the Sharpies. You probably earned. Yeah, you earned half of your losses.
I was whiskey drunk. It was fun.
What'd you lose there?
I lost about $500, $480.
Don't bet $500 on a prop bet, guys.
No, I mean, I could have made a lot.
All right.
Think about what he could have done.
Had it hit,
just done the opposite bet.
Yeah. Exactly.
So do yourself a favor. Once again, go to predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20 and get $20 on us and get in on the game. I promise it will also make this segment a lot more enjoyable, too.
Mm. There you go.
All right. taking it over to Mexico. Forensics teams in Mexico recently identified 44 dismembered bodies inside plastic bags buried in a well in the state of Jalisco.
How do we know that is correct? How do we know that this isn't just a well that generates bodies? Are we sure about that?
Well, they were chopped up and put into plastic bags, so that well would have to have lots of hands.
That makes sense.
To get that job done, it was like a factory.
Yeah, you wouldn't generate bodies in plastic bags. No, you generate bodies whole if you were a magical well.
Damn. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Exactly. So it looks like it's the work of the cartel. It was discovered just outside Guadalajara, which I don't understand why it's not Guadalajara, considering Jalisco. Whatever.
Guacamole.
Not everything.
Jalisco.
Silent.
Jalisco.
Yeah. G's and J's. What's up with that? Sometimes not. Okay. Whatever. This G's find is right J's. In the middle. Right in the middle of the Mexican drug cartel territory. It was tipped off when locals started to complain about a smell coming from the well. Which, ooh, no kidding. 44 dead bodies in the Mexican summer is going to smell pretty bad.
It was the 44th that really set them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
43 bodies they could stomach.
Well, it started getting higher.
Right. And they probably stopped like really tightening the bags. Yeah. They probably got like lazy.
A little sloppy.
The bags are a little open.
Well, it's fucking lazy to dump 44 bodies in one spot. That's lazy as shit.
Yeah.
What do we do with this one? Back in the well?
Or the cartel?
I got a reason why it may not be that lazy. This wild discovery made me want to see how big a business the Mexican drug trade really is, and it doesn't disappoint. Mexican drug cartels, there are several. They make somewhere between $20 to $30 billion a year off the U.S. from drugs alone.
Wow.
And from 2006 to 2018, there was an estimated 150,000 homicides associated with Mexican drug trade, so about 12,500 a year. So that's actually a lot of wells you can fill.
That is a lot of wells.
Yeah. Your life expectancy is like 32 if you get into the Mexican drug cartel.
Yeah, but you also have a blast.
Yeah, you do have a lot of fun for a few years.
You're rich, you're murdering people.
I don't know if it's that.
People respect you.
You're having fun until you're dead.
Yeah. Get respect.
Yeah. So, cheese and J's, man.
Live fast lifestyle.
Cheese and J's.
A former Catholic priest who abused an altar boy for 2 years while he was supposed to be pastoring and not abusing altar boys is finally going to get abused in jail until he dies. But don't worry, Catholics. Oh. He had a nice, long, carefree vacation in Morocco prior to this because he fled to Morocco, where when he found that other kids he abused were going to come forward.
We're moving to Morocco.
When those nosy little kids started... Yeah. Talking.
He started talking. So he lived there for 26 years, teaching at a language center and likely abusing more young boys until he was finally caught and extradited in 2017.
Yeah, a change of scenery doesn't change the evil in you.
Nope. Just
the color of boy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Just the color of boy.
Yeah.
The 81-year-old priest.
Maybe I'll try brown.
Who was a pastor.
That's how the church reassigns
him.
They just ask. They asked the priest, hey, where do you want to go next, man?
He watched Casablanca.
You've been drinking a lot of vanilla. You want to try hockey?
This fucking guy gets caught at 81. How do all these fucking guys get caught in their 80s?
Right, like they do it right when their
decades,
dick gives out.
Decades of abusing people.
Right when the bearings give out on their jennies. That's when they all of a sudden
when they can't get an erection anymore. Then they,
81's exactly. Way too old. There's no justice here.
No.
It's the way it is with all these priests to get caught, though.
He's living in Morocco for 26 years, carefree. So, like I said, 81, he was the pastor at the St. Bernadette's Parish in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and was found guilty of 7 counts of sexual assault of the boy, who he apparently once abused at a veteran cemetery. And a military base.
Gross. So, talk about some angry ghosts.
Yeah.
Just...
Veteran ghosts
watching that go down.
Get off him.
Yeah. What was the through line there? What was the excuse for him to bring him to that cemetery?
He just wanted to have sex
with him. He's a fucking sicko. Yeah,
seclusion.
I mean, for what you tell the fucking parents.
Right.
I'm going to teach him a lesson about, God damn it. Yeah.
They've got all kinds of lines, Pat. It sounds like he could face hundreds of years in prison because he likely abused many, many kids over his abusing career, all under the guise that he was their mentor and spiritual advisor.
He's 81.
So hopefully...
Great. So he'll die 1 year into that 200-year sentence.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hopefully this sets a precedent for other cases like this that seem to go unnoticed and unfulfilled, and people are just... Priests are just... I don't know what the
fuck. But it won't.
They're living in the Vatican.
Yeah, they'll just get invited to a nicer location.
God damn it.
So, general population in a federal penitentiary is probably, kind of like public stoning, which I think they deserve, so we'll see.
If you want to touch little kids...
I hope we never have to do another one of these stories.
Don't go in the fucking priesthood, man.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible stuff. All right, let's take it over to a much funnier story. A suspended judge in New York, Robert Sicali, has pled guilty to breaking into his neighbor's home on several occasions to steal dirty underwear out of her hamper.
Hilarious story, Will. Yeah.
Seems a little innocent so far.
Yeah. What?
Prosecutors say the 50-year-old Sicali had several pairs of worn women's underwear stuffed into his jacket and raincoat when he was finally arrested on March 29th, 2018, after leaving his neighbor's home. And that's what led to his suspension, obviously.
He carries them on his person at all times?
Well, he had just come out of the hamper.
Oh,
that's
he just
the
got out of
the hamper. Yeah, yeah, after like his fifth trip there, he got caught.
I thought he just like opened his jacket to catch a whiff.
Maybe. Oh, like he just wrapped them like in all, his jacket like, all the time.
Yeah, like 7 days a week, they're in his jacket, he just opens up a left pants.
It's like a billionaire picking which car he's going to drive. He picks which panties he's going to bring with him that
right,
day.
Exactly.
Which
one
he's going to sniff all day. That he wanted to clean them with his tongue. And that could be like a.
Why doesn't he just hire Deborah or buy Deborah the Demander Reno's panties? There's several people that use panty businesses.
Yeah.
I think this guy needs to see the girl that he's going after.
This is what one of those fetishes. It cracks me up, but also it's like, if he really gets so much pleasure out of just panties, it'd be like something like. I think that'd be almost like a good fetish to have. It's not, you're not hurting if you order online. You're not hurting anyone.
Look, if you order online, if you're doing what he's doing, it's a little weird for his neighbor.
But he gets so much pleasure out of just sniffing panties. No.
If my neighbor
fucking loves it.
No. If my neighbor, male or female, comes into my house and steals
my
dirty
undies,
I'm not
talking about coming into your house.
I'm gonna have a problem.
I'm not talking about coming into the house.
Wes, will you try it?
I try sniffing panties.
Yeah, will you
I've tried sniffing panties of like my girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I'm not into it.
There we go.
You tried to get into it.
No, it didn't work. I didn't get what this guy got.
Unfortunately, he just couldn't get enough of that sweet, sweet neighbor dirty underwear, unlike you, Wes. Sorry, it didn't work out.
Let me try something real quick.
Didn't work.
Take those off.
Wait, how long did you wear these for? She didn't wear them long enough.
All right.
Did you go jogging in these?
Didn't work.
Fuck.
This judge is going with the mental illness defense and is expected to become a registered sex offender with 5 years probation for the crime. And obviously he's not going to be a judge anymore. So
I would imagine not.
Yeah. He's got to get off the bench, but you know, one thing is for sure. I can guarantee that this ex-judge isn't accessorizing with MVMT, because if he was, he would not need to be stealing panties to get what he wants. He could just walk straight up to that neighbor, lower his amazing Everscroll eyeglasses or MVMT sunglasses, whichever he prefers. They're both going to look great. Flash his stunning MVMT timepiece in the process, and the conversation is going to be off to an amazing start, no matter what he's saying. So look down at your left wrist right now. Okay. What you're missing, MVMT has got exactly what you need. I love these watches so much. I got a second model as a backup, just so I could change based on what outfit I'm wearing.
Starting at
just $95 a piece per watch, you can actually do that with MVMT, unlike other name brands you might find at the mall or something. These guys make designer quality watches at a price that doesn't break the bank, and they're selling direct to you so you can look great on whatever budget you're working with. Get 15% off today
with free shipping
and free returns when you go to MVMT.com/factor. See why they've sold over 2 million watches in over 160 countries and why MVMT just keeps on growing. MVMT.com/factor for 15% off today. Join the movement.
Nice. Yeah.
They really are nice watches.
You fucking nailed it, bro.
2 million in 160
made
countries.
Made it through.
Join the movement's kind of like Yang Gang too. It's just
Yang Gang.
It's pretty catchy.
No, it really is. I mean, it's my favorite stuff. I wear the MVMT watches every day. And that's going to do it for Hard Factor today. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hard Factor News. Drop us a 5-star review if you like the show. And most importantly, have a great fucking day.
Wasting all my time, 'cause when you're standing